Okay, Dave, so this is the shortest online shopping season with Thanksgiving being so late, so let's get started. Because your list of the coolest gifts ran the gamut and couldn't be found in just one place, we decided to sit down at the computer to check out some of the stuff. Let's start with the Fitbit Force.
Yeah, the Fitbit Force, I think, is a really cool item. I've tried to get a lot healthier as I get older here and do a lot more exercise and that sort of thing. And the main reason I like the Fitbit Force, and it has competitors like the Nike Fuel Band, is because it's pretty simple. It's relatively inexpensive. You wear it on your wrist. The Force kind of looks like a watch, but it'll do things like measure how many steps you take. If you run, you know, any kind of activity, it'll measure how much you sleep and kind of give you, instead of just like some kind of run tracking application on your phone or something, it gives you a much more holistic overview of sort of your entire health picture, if you will. It'll sync up with mobile devices. You can get all kinds of reports and charts out of it. So I think it's a pretty cool item. And again, it's not that expensive.
Yeah, it kind of fits in with that New Year's resolution, healthy, feel good.
If you're a geek like me, it looks real geeky on your wrist too. So, you know.
All right. Now, something that also is pretty important to you is getting a good sound from your music. So tell me about your next idea.
Yeah, I'm definitely a big music fan. And I like this item because basically what it lets you do is if you have a tablet or a phone or any kind of device where you want to listen to your music, but you want to listen to it on a regular stereo, it lets you actually pump the music to it. So it'll plug in through regular RCA type jacks like all stereo equipment has, and then you just, it'll through Bluetooth, connect your device up to it and let your music play through any kind of traditional stereo equipment without the need to buy special docks. Because if you have an iPhone and then you switch to an Android, well, the dock won't work anymore, right? So this
Good
lets
point.
You break away from physical docks and so forth, and will work with any Bluetooth-enabled device. And it's the Belkin. I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, well, we'll have all the links online, yeah, so we'll be able to check it out.
But it's also, again, relatively inexpensive. It's not going to break the bank to plug this thing in, and it works really well with your equipment.
Now, with all the talk of identity theft, tell me about the RFID blocking secure wallet.
Yeah, this is definitely sort of a geeky one, but what I think a lot of people don't realize, and maybe for those who've heard of skimming, this is kind of an idea to protect you from skimming. You know, skimming, they'll put a scanner on like an ATM or something and steal your credit card when you run it through the scanner. It's theoretically possible that someone could have a device and they could sit on the street, and as you walk by, they could literally read the credit cards in your pocket. So the idea of this wallet, and there are also purses and backpacks and so forth that have the same kind of capability, it's basically got shielding in it so you can put all your credit cards and any other kind of card, maybe like a driver's license, that would have a mag strip on it that you want to protect that information. You could put that inside this wallet and it won't be scannable, essentially.
Yeah, and there might be more people that you would think would be interested in than you just mentioned, because I know people that are so paranoid that when they're paying at a restaurant, they'll actually take their credit card to the cash register. They don't want to trust like a server or something. And so they're very protective of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and identity theft is definitely on the rise. And unfortunately, technology, it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. And this is one of those cases where for a relatively small amount of money, you can get some extra assurance that someone isn't going to be able to swipe your credit card.
Okay, some other very practical things, a computer keyboard that you can use in the dark, and also a wireless range extender.
Yeah, the keyboard I thought was cool. It's from Logitech. They're a big peripheral maker. They make mice and all kinds of stuff like that. I like this because it's basically a Bluetooth keyboard that'll work with phones. So if you really wanted to use a phone and make it practical, instead of typing on that little tiny screen, or even a lot of times if you have a tablet, I personally find that the screens are too small for me to really work effectively with the on-screen keyboard. You can use this with really just about any kind of device that'll support Bluetooth. It's light, it's small. It's essentially a regular keyboard. But one of the other reasons why I like it, and you mentioned this when we were talking about it before, is it's illuminated. So you could work in a dark room where you can actually see the keys on the keyboard. Unlike my notebook here, for example, I have to have a light on or I can't see the keyboard. So it gives you a little extra something. It's, again, not too expensive. So if you really want to try to take one of these devices and make it a lot more workable, it's a good way to do it for not a whole lot of money.
So what about the wireless range extender? In what situation would you need something like that?
Well, a lot of times, especially if you have like oblique angles in your house and you have a Wi-Fi router set up somewhere in your house and you have a lot of angles that it has to shoot through to get to a room. So if where your cable comes in or whatever it's connected to comes in one corner of the house, and you want to work in the other corner of the house, especially maybe on another floor, a lot of times the signal strength won't be enough. So you'll get into those rooms and your phone or your tablet or your PC or something, it will either not work well or it just won't work at all. This D-Link range extender is a relatively inexpensive way to plug in and basically amplify the signal in your house or wherever you want to use it so that you can take a device and pretty much use it hopefully anywhere in the house. So it's just again, a cheap way to actually make your Wi-Fi network a lot more workable.
So it wouldn't be in a case where, let's say, you're downtown and you've got like free Wi-Fi, and then you get to a range where the free Wi-Fi ends, like to find something else. It's not really for that.
Anne, that's a really good question. If you knew the configuration settings and so forth for that Wi-Fi, if you were technical enough, you might be able to use it like that. I honestly don't know enough about it to say. Theoretically, yeah, you could use it that way, but you'd have to know enough about the network you're trying to extend to configure that thing.
Okay, now, this is something you talked about that you said that you might get for yourself. In fact, a couple of things on this list you might get for yourself.
Yeah.
But one of them was the light hue system. What is this and how does it work?
Okay, this is really geeky. I'm almost ashamed to admit that I like this thing. But it's a product from Philips, and it comes with like a brain box that you plug into your Wi-Fi router. And then it comes in the starter pack with three bulbs. They're LED bulbs, so you've got the energy efficiency built in. But the cool thing is, according to their marketing material, I haven't tried it yet because I don't have it yet, but according to their marketing material, these bulbs can produce any hue in the spectrum. So what it means is, in addition to being able to say, I want the lights to turn on and turn off at any time, which is not that new, right? You could always
buy
this
little,
long time, but you can control your lights remotely. The really cool thing is, if you want to have like a certain daylight type tone, you can, control the tone of the lighting. But I guess the geeky thing that I like about it, and I'm old enough to remember going to dispensers back in the day when they have the colored speakers and so forth.
Yep.
You can, through the app that comes with it, basically make each bulb take on a different color. You can make them, change colors on the fly, so you can create sort of a Studio 54 feel in your house if you're having a party or something with this thing.
Okay.
So it's got a really cool video on the website. If someone's interested, I encourage you to check it out. It's pretty neat.
And speaking of cool things, one of the things on your list is the Kinetic Light Newton's Cradle. This is something I could kind of watch forever. What is it, and why would you want one of these things?
Well, now you're really showing the geek in me here, Anne. This is for those of you who've been in somebody's office, or maybe you had one yourself, where you've got the five little metal balls, and you pull it back, and then through kinetic energy, they keep tapping the end ball out. This is that, but the balls light up. And, as they move, they change colors and so forth. So you not only get the whole movement angle of it and the tick, tick, tick sound of the thing as it's doing its thing, but the balls light up. So it adds an extra little interesting dynamic to it. It is pretty cool. I'm like you. I could sit there kind of mesmerized by it for quite a while.
And these that we were just talking about just scratched the surface. So Dave Hatter of Definity Partners has an entire list of things that we didn't have time to get to. But you can go to WVXU.org. You can click on the news tab at the top and then focus on technology for links to those things and the ones that we just talked about. Thanks a lot, Dave. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Ann. I appreciate it.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.